Hey! The kids just love this!
Help! Put me down!
Okay!
Bravo! Bravo! You were great, Rocco!
All right. He's hired. Just get him somebody else to juggle. Now, I'm also supposed to arrange an act for our lodge's annual party. Here's a list of the things we need.
Paper hats, cactus juice, and dancing girls. Oh, Rocco, send out the boulderette.
Yes, sir.
It happens every time.
Easy, Fred, steady.
Well, what do you think?
That does it. I'm turning myself in at the animal shelter. At least I can get a night's sleep.
Get to sleep with Fred snoring like that. Fortunately, Pebbles has a set of earmuffs. At least she can rest. Maybe if I stuff this orange in his mouth, it'll stop his snoring. If mankind could harness that power, we could go to the moon. Now, who could that be? Come in. Betty, Barney, what brings you over at this late hour?
What else?
You mean Fred snoring?
Right, we can't sleep away.
And we're gonna stop it if you can't.
Lots of luck. I've been trying all night.
Come on, Fred. Wake up! Wake up! Oh, boy, looks like a real tough job this time.
Come on, Betty. Let's get out of this draft before we catch a cold.
Hey, I got an idea. Why not put Fred in a closet and close the door?
Won't that be uncomfortable?
Not for us.
Life with Fred must be like living in a wind tunnel. Good night, Fred. Yeah, isn't that better? Surprising what our little brains can do. And I got as little as anybody. Next idea coming up.
Now what, Barney?
A brilliant idea. This funnel is attached to a garden hose. I put the funnel over Fred's schnozola. And now listen. No more snores.
It works.
But where does the sound go?
I buried the other end of the hose outside in the ground.
Harriet, will you turn over? You're snoring again.
Thanks, Barney. Now I can get back to bed.
Yeah. Good night, Wilma.
Good night.
Man, there's nothing like a good night's sleep.
Hey, how about that? We stopped the snoring just in time to get up.
Well, it's Saturday. At least you two can sleep a while longer. Me? I've got to fix Fred's breakfast.
Hey, hey, hey! Today's the day I arrange for Pebbles' first birthday party.
I can hardly believe it. Our little Pebbles is going to be a whole year old tomorrow.
Uncle Barney and I have to attend a meeting at the lodge, honey. But on the way home, I'll stop off at the party caterers and arrange everything, okay?
Okay. Okay.
How long did you boil this pterodactyl egg, Wilma?
The usual 2 days. Why?
Oh, nothing. I just wondered.
Cute. The way Bam Bam wakes us up every morning.
Yeah, I wonder what mornings will be like when he's 16 years old. Oh, that's Fred. I'm late. So long, Bam Bam. Bye, Betty. I'll be home after the meeting.
Bye, Barney.
I have to rap on this door much longer. I'll rap Barney on the head.
Good morning, neighbor.
Well, it's about time.
Oh, sorry, Fred, but I didn't sleep much last night.
Well, you should get to bed earlier and stop living it up all night. Let's go.
How about that? How come we're having a lodge meeting on Saturday, Fred?
To elect the chairman of the entertainment committee for our annual stag party tomorrow night.
I hope we get better entertainment than last year.
Yeah, those boulder jugglers were awful.
Right, the meeting will come to order. This committee will now elect someone to line up the entertainment for tomorrow night. The elected member will furnish cards, cactus juice, paper hats, and dancing girls. All right, knock it off, you guys. We haven't got much time. Do I hear any volunteers?
Here I am, fellas. Fred Flintstone at your service. I hope I got here in time.
You certainly did, and congratulations. The job is yours.
Job? What job?
Here's a list of your duties. Okay, men, meeting's adjourned. See you tomorrow night, Fred. So long.
Don't forget the cactus juice, Fred.
And the dancing girl.
Hey, what happened, Fred?
According to this, I'm supposed to hire entertainers for tomorrow night's party.
Hey, that's great, Fred.
Uh-oh. I forgot.
What, Fred?
Tomorrow night is Pebbles' birthday party.
So how long can it last? After Pebbles' party, we can come over to the lodge party.
Yeah, that's right. I'm glad I thought of it. Let's go find a caterer, Barney. Yabba-dabba-doo!
Hey, Fred, how about that place over there? Cobblestone Caterers.
And why not? Do you cater to private parties?
No. That sign outside is just the front for an international ring of jewel thieves.
Oh, very funny. Look, I want to book a kid's party.
Really? And just how old will you be?
Just how old will you be? You get it, Fred?
Yeah, I get it. Now quit encouraging him.
I'm sorry, Fred.
Now listen, you. I got 2 big parties to book, and I can always take my business elsewhere.
Well, you can try, but I'm the only caterer in town. That's why I'm such a wise guy.
Okay, wise guy. What have you got for a little girl's party?
A girl's party? Oh, Rocco!
You called?
Yes. Show this clown your act. I mean, show this gentleman your clown act.
Yes, sir. I start the show with my juggling act. Like this.
Hey!
The kids just love this.
Help! Put me down!
Okay!
Bravo! Bravo! You were great, Rocco.
All right, all right. He's hired. Just get him somebody else to juggle. Now, I'm also supposed to arrange an act for our lodge's annual party. Here's a list of the things we need.
Paper hats, cactus juice, and dancing girls. Oh, Rocco, send out the boulderette.
Yes, sir.
It happens every time.
Easy, Fred, steady.
Well, what do you think? Happens every time.
Now, you got it all straight?
Check. At 7 o'clock, I send Rocco the Clown to the Flintstone residence. And at 8 o'clock, the Boulderettes report in at the Water Buffalo Lodge.
Right you are. Let's go, Barney. It's going to be a wild night. Yabba-dabba-doo!
Now, let's see. Which was which? Was Rocco the Clown supposed to go to the Flintstones or to the Water Buffalo Lodge? Oh, well, only one way to settle it. I'll flip a coin. Call it, Rocco.
Heads!
Heads it is. You go to the Buffalo Lodge at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. And you Boulderettes check in at the Flintstone residence at 7. If I'm wrong, what can I lose? I'm the only caterer in town.
Isn't that cute, Fred? Look at all those kids.
This is gonna be a party you'll never forget.
Hi, everybody.
Daddy, Barney, come on in.
How's that for a birthday cake, Barn?
Oh, looks like the caterer is right on the ball, Fred. It's a beaut.
Sit next to Pebbles, Bam Bam.
I wish I understood baby talk.
Yeah, maybe we're missing a good joke.
Okay, Fred, start the party.
Right, sweetheart. All right, let the show begin.
Presenting the Alligators Ragtime Band Plus Two.
Kind of a swinging group for a kid's party. But I guess the caterer knows what he's doing.
Oh! Fred, look! Coming out of the birthday cake, dancing girls, millions of them.
Uh-oh, the Boulderettes, something's gone wrong.
Boy, oh boy, we never had anything like this when I was a kid.
Hush up, Barney.
Fred, what's the meaning of this?
As soon as I find out, I'll let you know. This way, girls.
All right, Fred, you'd better start explaining.
Well, I better get the kids started on the game. I wonder where Rocco the Clown is. He's supposed to run this show. Here, kids, we're all gonna play pin the tail on the dinosaur.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Flintstone.
You're welcome, Harvey.
I got a pair of jacks.
Three queens.
Four aces.
Fred, they're playing poker.
Sorry, kids, the game's over. Don't worry, Wilma, I'll get rid of the cards and serve some refreshments.
Come again.
Scooby dooby 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 scooby dooby dooby scooby dooby doo.
Barney!
I was only trying to push him out the back door.
Never mind, Barney, I'll do it. They're out. Oh, boy, what a mess.
Holy mackerel! I can't believe it. Man, that Flintstone really knows how to live.
And if you want to keep on living, you better get back to those dishes.
Yes, dear.
Now, if I can only think up an excuse to give Wilma. Now, just a rock-picking minute. You dancing girls out. Come on, out, out, out.
Oh, that man. You're ruining the party.
Okay. I'll get the soda pop out of the refrigerator.
We want ice cream. We want ice cream. We want ice cream.
No, those girls really get around.
I got the soft drinks, Fred. Relax, I'll serve the kids.
Thanks, Barney. I appreciate your help. Well, ice cold rock cola. I could use a drink myself. Hey, Barney! Hold the drinks!
Why? What's wrong, Fred?
This is cactus juice! If we saved this to the kids, we'd really have a party! Oh, no!
It's a disgrace to the community. Operator, get me the police.
A wild party, eh? Dancing girls? Juvenile delinquents? Yes, ma'am, we'll get right on it. Okay, men, get the wagon rolling. It's gonna be a raid.
I don't understand it. This is a kid's party?
Hey, you know what I think? The caterer must have got the parties mixed up.
Of course, that's it. Oh, I better get over to the club and explain. Cover for me, Barney.
Okay, Fred, and good luck.
The police. Must be giving somebody a ticket.
All right, men. Looks like a real wild one. Use tear gas if necessary and surround the whole bunch. All right, break it up. This is a raid.
A raid?
Don't give me no back talk. Everybody out in the wagon on a double.
Oh, Wilma, we're criminals.
And dear Fred ran out on us. Ooh, wait till I get my hands on him.
Boy, these kiddie parties get wilder every day.
Some party this is. Ice cream and cake. Yuck! And get a load of the master of ceremonies.
In a clown suit yet.
Well, is everybody happy? Oh, how I hate working with these bigger kids.
All right, come on, let's have some action. How about a poker game?
Oh, I have a better game. It's called Pin the Tail on the Dinosaur.
Well, how about Pin the Tail on the Clown?
Meow!
How about some refreshment?
Well, it's about time we can use it. Hey, this isn't cactus juice. It's soda pop.
Yes, delicious, isn't it?
What a mixed-up night this is. I couldn't have had more things go wrong if I'd planned on it. A flat. And I haven't got a spare. Oh, boy, that's all I needed. I passed the service station about a mile back. Maybe I can pick up a new tire.
What can I do for you, Mac?
Do you sell spare tires?
Looks like you already got one, Mac.
Huh? Where?
Right here. Spare tire. Get it?
Very funny. Just give me the tire and spare me the jokes. One thing I can't stand is a funny guy when I'm in a hurry. Uh-oh, it's going too fast. I've lost control. Hey, come back! Hold it, hold it! Oh, boy, I'll be glad when they invent rubber tires. Boy, they make wheels heavy these days. There, it's on. Take her down, Jack. I wonder if my group insurance covers assault and battery by a group of water buffaloes.
Just wait till I get my hands on that Flintstone.
Yeah, he's the one who arranged this party.
I'll tear him apart.
Hey, fellas, has the party started yet? I want to explain something.
There he is.
After him.
Let's get that party wrecker.
Come back here, Flintstone.
Don't let him get away. Grab him, quick.
Calling car 34. Proceed to Water Buffalo Lodge. Big riot in progress. Over.
My, but we're busy tonight. Let's go, Elsie.
Come on down, Flintstone.
Yeah, before we come up after you.
Clowns, who needs them?
Chop the tree down.
Uh-oh, the cops.
All right, hold it, you guys. We're taking you in for disturbing the peace. In the paddy wagon with you.
Hey, do you see what I see?
Dancing girls.
Easy, girls, easy. Back inside, all of you.
Hey, wait a minute, officer.
We're under arrest. Remember?
Last one in the paddy wagon is a rockhead.
All right, you. Come on down.
I can explain the whole thing, officer. It's really very simple if you'll just listen. The whole thing started yesterday while I was having breakfast. You see, it was Pebble's birthday.
Now, let me get this straight. There were two parties, one with dancing girls and one with a clown. But they got mixed up and a riot started.
That's right, officer.
So what? I'm the only caterer in town.
Well, I guess I'll have to accept that. Besides, how else can I explain to the commissioner that I raided a kiddie party? You can all go home if you promise never to darken this precinct again.
Oh, thank you, Judge.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
Let's go, girls. We still have a benefit to do.
Hey, wait for me!
Where's the party?
Yahoo!
Yippee! Yippee-yippee!
Let's go, Wilma. We better get these kids home before their mothers start calling.
I'm sorry I got angry with you, Fred. It wasn't your fault.
Forget it, Wilma.
Well, so long, kids. And try to keep your folks out of trouble, huh?
Oh, look, Fred. Aren't the children cute?
Yeah, especially the fat one in the middle.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They're the modern Stone Age family. From the town of Bedrock, they're a page right out of history. Someday, maybe Fred will win the fight. Then that cap will stay out for the night. time, a dab-a-doo time. We'll have a game.